Thank you.
Thank you.
And which song of God bless you?
God's been good.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. All our young people.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's been requested that Nicholas and
myself. That's some real good, Lord.
Bless him, Lord Jesus. To only in my secret
always needs the raging storm must die. New hope becomes new life. When he whispers, everything will be alright. When he speaks peace, the dark night slips away like the breaking of the day. When Jesus speaks peace,
I'm standing all alone. Courage, and I feel all hope is gone. Need to feel disheartened, for I have a friend who cares. When my faith becomes weak, always there.
Yes, when he speaks, peace, the raging storm must die. New hope becomes new life. When he whispers, everything will be alright. When he speaks, peace, the dark night slips away. Like the breaking of the day. When Jesus speaks, peace.
Good to be back in the house of God tonight.
That's right, Brother Ben.
I'd have preached this night on Loaded Barn. Spoken before tonight. Have your Bibles turned with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. Starting with verse 42. Watch.
Watch, therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Brother Jeff, will you pray over the message for us?
Our gracious God, we love you. Thank you. We appreciate the Spirit, God. We're glad. Amen. For your call. Amen. Your children, praise God. Be watchful. Be ready. Our Lord cometh. Amen. I've got a thief in the night. Help us, God. Amen. Have our lamps with all of our vessels. Praise God. Shrimp. And ready. And love the Spirit of our God. Lord, bless the man of God tonight.
I'd like to preach a message of the Lord to be my helper tonight on watch. Watch. To watch implies not only to believe that our Lord will come, but to desire that he would come. To be often thinking of his coming and always looking for it. A sure and near The time is uncertain. To watch for Christ's coming is to maintain that gracious temper and disposition of mind in which we should be willing that our Lord, when He comes, should find it to be in us. Ready. We must have our accounts ready. There is an inheritance which we hope to enter upon. And we must have ourselves ready to partake. We know not the day of our death, much less do we know the time fixed for the judgment. Concerning both, we are kept uncertainly, that we may even every day expect that which may come a day. Thief, the children of the world, when they know of a danger approaching, will keep awake. You know, we'll keep awake when we know that the danger coming our way. We will keep awake. In this matter of a house, have noticed that if a thief will come such an hour as you think not. In other words, we need to be watching. We need to be awake. We need to have our lamps burning. We need to have our lamps burning tonight. I'm telling you tonight, it says in Matthew 25, and I just wait out a little bit, it says in Matthew 25, there was 10 virgins. Five of them were wise, and five were foolish. The five wise, they took their oil, they took their vessels. They was ready when the bridegroom come. But I'm telling you also, he taught the five foolish. They had their lamps with them. They had it with them, but they didn't have no oil. They didn't see their need to have oil. And I tell you, the Bible tells me at midnight, it was a cry made. He said, the bridegroom cometh. Go out to meet him. Go out to meet him. And the wise, they trimmed their lamps and lit their lamps. But the wicked, but the unwise, they tried to take and light their lamps. But their lamps have gone out. They don't run out of oil. They don't run out of oil. They wasn't watching. I tell you today, the hour you think not, the Son of Man's coming. He's coming as a thief. He's coming as a thief in the night.
Yes, Lord.
I seen on the news just the other day, the same one that said the world was going to end back a few months ago, he predicted it again. It's supposed to end just a few days ago. I'm still here. Why am I still here? Because no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man come. Not even Jesus Himself, but the Father only. He's the only one who knows the appointed time. There's one day coming. He's going to look at His Son, and He's going to say, Son, go get your bride. Go get your bride. Are you ready? Are you ready? If the trump of God was to sound tonight, have you been watching? When it comes at the first watch, or the second watch, or the third watch, I'm telling you, the Bible says, this is the man. When it comes, he's all fine doing. Watching. We need to be watching tonight.
Come on, brother. Amen. That's right, brother.
Watch.
Yes.
Watch.
Glory.
Watch.
Lord.
Just bear with me just a little
bit. Bless him, Lord.
Watch. We had it before in chapter 24, and here it is repeated in chapter 25. The most needful caution. Our great duty is attended to the business of our soul with the uttermost delicacy, that neither the day nor the hour, the time of our Lord's coming is very uncertain. Every day and every hour, we must be ready. We must be ready. I'm telling you, Brother Joel, he's in the funeral business. I'm telling you, you may tie your shoe ties tonight, but I'm telling you, the undertaker can untie them before you arise in the morning. I'm telling you, you're not promised of tomorrow. You're not promising. I'm telling you, uncertain today, you better be ready. You better be ready when it comes.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Just bear with me. I'm going to have to wait out just a little bit here. I'm going to come turn over here to Mark chapter 13. Y'all can turn with me. Starting with verse 32. But of that day and out, that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded a porter to watch. Watch therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh. I'm telling you tonight, it's set up no more than it is on a Jewish wedding. I'm telling you, back then, when you was a
probably. Go ahead.
We need to be watching tonight. I'm going to turn right on over to Luke 21. Luke 21. How the Lord's going to work it tonight. I'm going to start with verse 34. And he said, take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with subverting and drunkenness and cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unaware, for as a snare shall it come on all of them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. How you gonna be ready? How you gonna be ready tonight, preacher? I tell you, how you gonna be ready? You gotta get all along with Christ our Lord. I'm telling you tonight, these old songs, these times, I'd like to be all along with Christ my Lord. Well, I can tell him about my troubles all along. That's how we watch tonight.
Amen,
you know, we enter into our secret places. No more than I brought up this morning. We get in that secret place and we shut the door and we pray. We pray to our Heavenly Father, which is in secret. And our Heavenly Father, which said the secret, shall reward us openly. That's how we stay ready. That's how we stay ready. No more than said in the book of Psalms 91, that man that gets into the secret places of the Most High, he shall dwell. He shall dwell under the,
yes,
the wings of the Almighty. That's how we do it. That's how we stay ready. That's how we stay ready to go. I'm telling you, his thing's wrapped up. He's coming back. He's coming back after a church. He's coming back after a sanctified and blood-washed church who wanted our spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. Are you in that church? Are you waiting for him? Are you waiting for his return?
Yes, thank you, Chief.
I remember a certain place in Scripture where the men were standing. It was blazing up. He said, why are you glazed up with the heavens? The same Jesus that you seen leave.
Yeah.
He's a coming like man that you seen him leave. Brother, he's coming back. He's going to speak against the sky.
Yeah.
And he's coming back on a cloud of glory. He's coming back after his church.
Glory.
Are you waiting? Are you watching? Are you ready for his return? I'm ready for his return, brother. This place is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through. I'm a pilgrim here on this old earth. I'm telling you, I'm not from this. I'm looking for my home on the other side, where thieves don't break through and steal, where moths don't corrupt. That's where thy heart is. That's where your thoughts and not where your heart is. In other words, you got your heart on this world of things. If you ain't watching, that's what's got you. I got mine on heaven, brother. I got my mind on heaven.
Yeah.
My mind's made up and my heart's made up. I just want to be watching for his return.
Yes.
You know, we're in the last days. These signs that we can look at, you know when the Son of Man is coming. In other words, it says when you shall hear of wars, of rumors of wars. We hear it every day. You turn on your TV sets, you hear wars and rumors of wars. I tell you, you hear about earthquakes in divers places. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. The end is near. No, I don't know when, but you better be watching for the good man of the house. In a long hour, the thief would have came. He would have watched. He would have watched. I tell you, he'll come at a time you not think not, and he'll cut you asunder. He'll cut you asunder, and he'll point you with the parts of the unbelievers. I'm telling you, we need to be ready. Oh, with all my heart, I want to be ready. You know, brother, I can see old Gabriel. He's wetting his lips. He's getting ready to blow. He's getting ready to blow that trumpet. And I'm telling you tonight, I'm telling you, you're ready to go. You're going to be called away. You're going to be called away with the Lord. Forever to be with the Lord. But you're not ready. You're going to be left behind. You're going to be facing judgment. I'm telling you, 7 years of tribulation. I'm telling you, you're going to face it all. You're going to face it all. I want to be ready. I don't want to be here when the mark of the beast comes, where you can't buy or sell a trade now that you got a mark in your right hand or in your forehead. I don't want to be here during that time, brother. Why? It's right ahead now. It's right ahead now. We need to be watching.
Amen, brother.
Oh, it's on us now.
Yes.
It's on us now. You know, back in 2000, and it was probably 2006, Brother Matt Gillen, he showed me a microchip about that big. He said it's not been activated, but he said it was small enough where they could put it in you with a syringe. Give you a shot and throw it in you. That's what kind of days we're living in. They said we'll take and give it to pets, put it in pets, try it in pets. Then try it in the old timers patients. Try it in little babies. But I'm telling you, it ain't no more than a mark of the beast. That's all it is. That's all it is. I'm telling you, we're right here at the end. We need to be looking up. Because the Bible tells me in the last days, iniquity shall abound. And shall wax cold. We in them days now. We in them days and times now.
Right, come on,
right, brother.
When a mother can go up to a certain place like Philo Center or in the middle of Philo's and give birth and throw the fruit of a room into a trash can, that's having no respect for the fruit of the womb. I'm telling you, you need to look up tonight. You need to be looking to the Lord. That's the day and time we're living in. We need to be watching.
Yes.
We need to be watching. I'm telling you, he's getting ready to part that eastern sky. He's getting ready to part it. You know, one scripture comes to my mind. He said, when you see Jerusalem, total compassed with armies, he said, look up, because your redemption starts now. I'm telling you, look at it today. It's surrounded. It's surrounded. It's coming to pass. I'm telling you, we need to be looking up. We need to get the matter out of our eyes. We need to be able to see clearly.
Yes, come on, brother.
Amen.
You know, one certain place, he said, look at the fig tree. When you see it bloom, you know summer's now. He said, when you see all these things come to pass, know it is even at hand, even at the door. It's at the door tonight. Are you watching? Are you ready? Are you ready tonight? Just bear with me. 1 Corinthians 10:12 said, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Ephesians 6:18 said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. Are you continuing in prayer tonight? Are you dropping instant in prayer? I tell you, that's what we do when we watch. We continue in prayer because we're aware of all that's coming around us. We're seeing these signs. We're seeing these wonders, and we're looking and we're watching tonight.
Right.
1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be sober and watch into prayer. Revelation 16:15, he said, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is the man that watches and keep his garment, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. I tell you, I want to keep my clothes clean. I want to keep my garments clean. I want to keep them washed. I want to keep them spotless in the blood of the Lamb. I tell you, in a certain place in the Bible, I think it was when it was fishing to go near the mount, he said, sanctify yourself, brother, and to wash their clothes. I'm telling you tonight, it's time to sanctify yourself. It's time to wash your clothes. It's time to keep them clean. Because you don't know the time. We need to be watching. Watching tonight.
Yes.
Lord, just help me to get it out the way I feel it. Habakkuk 2 and verse 1. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and we will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. What would he answer when he reproves you tonight? Are you watching for him? Are you watching for him? Lord, just help me to be on the watch. Lord, just wake me up in the midnight hours of the night. Wake me up in the middle of the night and let me be one that can pray and seek your face and the watch for you at your returning. I'm telling you tonight, a lot of the church world, they're going to be asleep. They're not going to be a watching, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands asleep. I'm telling you tonight, Satan done sung a lot of Christians a lullaby.
asleep tonight, but I'm not asleep. I'm awake, and I'm watching, and I'm waiting for His return.
Brother, come on.
Yeah.
Are you watching? Are you watching tonight? Just bear with me. My voice don't go. I might preach a little while. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting with verse 4, says, "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief." You're not in darkness.
Right.
Huh? You're the children of the light and the children of the day. We're not of the night nor darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are the day be sober, putting on a breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to the wrath, but to attain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we sleep or whether we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourself together and identify one another, even as you also do. I'm telling you tonight, that's what we are. We're not asleep tonight. If we watching, if we praying, if we continue an instant in prayer, we watching for Christ's return. I'm telling you, death comes on. Old and young alike. Old and young alike. It's no respecter of person. I tell you, back in 1995, a little boy, 2.5 years old, he didn't desire to die. He had his full life in front of him. And I would have took his place tonight. I would have died for him if I could. But I'm telling you tonight, it was his appointed time. You got an appointed time. You got a time tonight. You might break an appointment with a doctor. You might break that appointment, say, "I'll be in next week." But I'm telling you, you got an appointment with death tonight, and you're not no break that appointment. You're not no change that appointment. You need to be watching. You need to be ready.
Come on,
brother.
There's so many people. They say, "Well, I'm young. I got my whole life in front of me. I got my whole life. I'm young. I'll do that later on." But I'm telling you, no more than I said a while ago, at a time that you think not, at a time you think not, is when He's going to call. I want to be able to answer His call. When He calls at midday or at midnight, I want to be ready. I'm telling you tonight, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. I got that assurance tonight, whether I live or where I die, I'll be with the Lord. I belong to the Lord. I'm bought with a price tonight. I glorify God in my body and my spirit, which are His.
Amen.
Which are His, brother. I'm watching. I'm waiting. That day's not going to come on me unaware. Because I got the Word of God, my roadmap. It's better than any GPS system you can ever purchase. It'll tell you right what you need to do. All you need to do is start getting into the wonderful Word of life. Start getting in and start letting it speak to you.
Right.
I'm telling you, this Word is alive. It's alive tonight. It's sharp as any two-edged sword tonight. Get in it. Get in it. This life there. This life there. That's where it makes a difference at. It's when you get in the Word of God and you keep a watch. You keep on watch.
Amen.
Let me turn back here to Revelations. I don't know how much longer I preach, but I want to try my best. My voice is leaving, brother. Revelations 3, 2 and 3. Just back up to 1. He said, "Unto the angels of the church of Sardis, write these things, said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that I have the name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent." I'm telling you tonight, if you ain't ready to go, repent. Repent. It's not no being worth it. All this sinning and all this worthy. Turn tonight. Turn and get watchful and get ready for it. I'll get ready tonight. You know, it says one place of the word, he said, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. I'm telling you tonight, I don't want to be one to leave my first love, brother. I want to be watchful. I want to be ready at his appearing.
Amen.
At his appearing. I'm telling these so many people today, in today's time, they throwing up their hands and they quitting right in the middle of a race, brother. They quitting. I'm telling you, throw up their hands. But if I throw up my hands, I want to throw them up to praise the Lord. I want to throw them up to Him. I say, Lord, you know what I've been through. I know it's not my fight tonight, but yours. I'm telling you, I'm going to keep looking for it. I'm still looking for His appearing. You know, Apostle Paul, he said, fight a good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. That's what I want to do. And I'm not fighting as one tonight that beateth the air. I'm telling you, I want to be ready at his appearing. I want to be ready. I want to be ready to go. There's so many people to slack tonight and they're not going to be ready to go.
Right.
It's going to be a sad time for a lot of people when the end comes upon them because they ain't going to be ready. They ain't going to be ready.
On,
yes, I have my shortcomings. Yes, I have my falls. But I'm telling you, the Bible tells me if a righteous man falls 7 times, he'll get back up.
Right.
He'll get back up tonight. I'm telling you, I want to be ready for it. I'm telling you tonight, be ready for him when he appears. There's only 2 ways you can go, heaven or hell. Heaven or hell, and the choice is yours tonight. Each and every one of us has got a choice. He says in the word, he said, I set before thee an open door, which no man can shut. I'm telling you, there's a door sitting there today. Our door is Jesus Christ. There ain't no man can shut that door. I'll say a little of strength. That's a door of mercy. But there's going to be one day. You ain't watching and you ain't ready. That door of mercy is going to shut and you're going to be shut out.
Robert, come on. Oh, Lord.
Come on. It reminds me back in the beginning when Noah, he was building the ark. I'm telling you, he preached for many years. It might have been 120 years of the brother before the flood. He preached. He said, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. The people never had heard of a rain before because a mist come from the ground and watered the earth. They never heard of a rain, but he said, it's going to rain. And then people thought it was wise tales till the day it began to rain. I tell you, there was 8 souls that entered into that ark of safety. And I tell you, the Bible tells me that the Lord shut them in. He shut them into that ark of safety. Are you shut into the ark of safety tonight? Are you shut in? I'm telling you tonight, if you can go back and you can just listen to the people back in Noah's day when that water was getting up by knee deep, beating on that ark. Let me in, let me in. Getting up to the neck. Let me in, let me in. But it was shut. And judgment was set. But I'm telling you tonight, it's not set tonight. You still can get in. Why don't you get in when the getting's good?
Amen, brother.
Come on,
we need to be watching them ready.
Right.
Need to be watching them ready for them. Are you watching? Are you ready? That day's not going to take us out of our way. You know what the Bible said, that day's not going to come, not unless they are great falling away first. You look at the church world in a hole in its ranks. You look, you just got a few in the pews, brother. Why, we got a great falling away. And we're in a falling away now. Are you watching for him? Are you watching for him? My Bible tells me in the last days, perilous times shall come. You know, preachers are taking preach apostasy. They're taking preach lies. I'm telling you, a lot of them's got their minds seared. Their conscience is seared with a hot iron tonight. They don't want the things I'm teaching tonight and preaching tonight. They don't want the truth. But I'm telling you tonight, the Word of God tells you to buy the truth and sell it not. I'm telling you tonight, I'm telling you the truth. We need to be watching. We need to be ready for His appearing.
Robert, come on,
I got a note I want to read here. Watch for and strengthen. Cause of their sinful deadness, decision of what they had let down, their watch. Whenever, just bear with me, that sweat in my eyes. Whenever we are off our watch, we lose ground. And therefore we must return to our watchfulness against sin and Satan. And whatever to destruct it to this life and power of goodness to strengthen the things that remain and that are ready to die. I'm telling you, I want to be watchful, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if I got shortcomings tonight, if I got shortcomings, I want to part from that sin and I want to return to my watchtower. I want to turn and I want to watch. I'm telling you tonight, I'm telling you tonight, there's so many people that got unconfessed sin in their life and the Lord was to come, you ain't going to break the law of gravity because sin's going to hold you down. It's going to hold you down. That Bible says, lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets you. When you start laying them weights beside, when you start laying that sin aside, I tell you, brother, you can be rapture ready. You can be lightning. I tell you, when the trump of God is sound, you'll be gone in a twinkling of an eye. I tell you, the battle of eye, you'll be left from him.
Amen.
Hey, like my brother over here. Y'all listen to him. Listen up, him. Are you ready? Are you ready? You know, there's a time that's coming on this earth I don't want no parts of. Don't want no parts of it. People starving to death. People wanting to get in. People desiring to die. Brother, can't die. I tell you, that's going to be an awful time. Awful time. I want to do my praying now. But I'm telling you, there's going to be saints that's going to go through the tribulation period. Because there was one place in the Bible, he said, what are these that's dressed in white? He said, these is the one that's come out of great tribulation period, has made their clothes white in the blood of the Lamb. And they are worthy tonight. I'm telling you tonight, if we watch it and if we ready, we worthy. But we ain't watching, we ain't ready. We ain't got no watch. We're not worthy tonight. I want to be worthy.
Amen.
I want to be worthy. I know no more like Apostle Paul. My departure is at hand, brother. It's at hand. I want to be one that can fight a good fight and lay hold of eternal life tonight.
Amen.
That's right.
But there's so many people, they take a blow from the Indian. Let it knock them out. Don't their brother.
Come on.
That's not watching. That's not watching. When you take a hard blow, just out of a song, thanks to Sister Leanna sings. He picks me up. He dusts me off. He sets me back on my feet again.
Yeah.
That's the way it is when you're a child of the King. He'll pick you up. He'll dust you off.
Yeah.
He'll set you back on your feet again.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, be watchful tonight.
Right.
Watch. Somebody give me some music. I'm going to have to come to a close. I can't do it tonight. Let's see what the Lord's wanting to do. You can turn on the stereo or Sister Amanda can come sing or how y'all want to work it. But it's time for an altar call.